Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till I'm Jim Blasingame. Little Stevie Ray bringing us back. SRV, Stevie Ray Vaughan, the late great Stevie Ray bringing us back. One of his classics. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Kathy Perry, Kathy with a K, Perry with a P, is our guest, our good friend. Social media expert, galactically recognized as such. And she's our good friend. Kathy, thanks again for being here. Can we talk about the Google AdWords first?
Sure, absolutely.
In this segment, I'm going to skip over to that one. And there's a reason, one of the reasons I brought it up in the break. So tell us what's going on with some tips. You've got some tips on how to create Google ads that work.
Well, you don't have a whole lot of room when you do a Google AdWords. It's very, very limited, so you really have to make it count, right? So there has to be keywords in your ad copy. You need a strong call to action. And sometimes you want to have recent, timely, specific examples where it looks like it's current. It looks like, hey, yeah, this is something that affects me now.
Mm-hmm.
You would like to be able to make it more personal so it doesn't feel cold, but it's something that, yes, okay, but you use the word you to make it more personal.
Right.
A little tip with extending your headline. If you end your description in line one with a punctuation mark, then the line is then added to the headline. So that's a little trick they use to have yours stand out from the rest.
Right.
So anything to try and make you look a little different, is what you're trying to do.
Shouldn't you also write where you don't have any orphans, like write the sentence so that it gets on one line so you don't have a little orphan on the left side?
Exactly.
Because these are things that people don't so much read as they see, right?
Yes.
Just like a logo. Well, when you look at Coca-Cola, when you look at IBM, you look at any Exxon, you look at any of the big brands, you don't read that brand, you see it.
See it, yes. And, you only have 25 characters in your headline, and then each description line is 35 characters. So you don't have a whole lot, and so it has to be so concise.
You don't want people to have to read it like a paragraph.
That's right. And it's not about your product. It's about your solution.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to speak
relevance. It's got
to
be about relevance,
doesn't
it?
Want. Your headline has to be about what are they looking to achieve? What do they hope to gain if they do purchase your product?
Do you recommend not putting any kind of price in or anything like that?
Usually it's better off putting maybe a benefit savings or something, maybe a percentage.
But not be specific, though, right?
No, you don't want to say, here, buy
because there's always going to be somebody cheaper than you.
Yeah, so
you got to be relevant to people before they're looking for relevance before they're looking for price. Today.
Right. They use an example like for local tax preparation, showing how much they saved people in a certain month. So there's something of relevance. Oh, it's money, but they save people that much, as opposed to just these are our services.
Right.
Those are the things that are important.
Mm-hmm.
You have to constantly be testing and then watch what your competition's doing with AdWords, because you can learn a lot about what you need to do based on
and maybe about what you don't want to do. If you see
exactly.
what they're doing. Have you got anything more important on that, or can we switch over to the thing I talked to you about at the break? We do that now?
Sure.
All right. So Shelley Palmer, who's been on my show before, he's a tech expert. He got somehow, and of all the people who's got 10 feet of security password protection. He knows how to do it. He got basically hacked, he thinks, by Google, by somebody on Google who sent him an ad, a congratulations for thanking him for opening up a Google ad account, which he had not done.
Right.
And he was thanked for the money that he paid into the account, which he had not done.
Right.
So somehow they got but it was his account. Mm-hmm. Somehow they got through his password, the bad guys, sent him a notice from somebody else, took the money that was paid from another person's credit card, and then sent him the notice of all that. Now, this is not some grandmother who doesn't know how to use a computer.
Right.
This is an internationally recognized computer security expert. And this happened to him. So,
it can happen to anyone.
Yeah. But, I mean, what I'm saying is, just be careful. If it doesn't look right, if it doesn't sound right, if it doesn't smell right, it probably isn't right.
Exactly. And it doesn't matter which platform. There's people out there trying to game every system.
That's exactly right. And they're doing it successfully. And they're
making
billions, tens and tens of billions of dollars at it. $29 at a time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
KathyPerry.com, Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. She and I will be right back. She's got another Facebook cost per click, ad fees. What is that all about on Facebook? You need to know about it if you're going to have a Facebook strategy. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.